Show. They're WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When Henry Louis Gates called you, were you reluctant at first to do it?
When Henry called me at first, I was very reluctant. And even while it was going on, he was telling me, your great-great-grandfather owned property and your great-great-grandfather did all of this stuff. I thought I was being punked. I really did. I thought Ashton Kutcher was going to come from behind something and go, oh, you know your grandfather was nothing but a slave. You know he just mopped up for white people. Come on, we got you.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's Chris Rock, everybody.
What's he talking about?
Talking about his heritage. About how he thought he was fooled about his heritage.
Oh, all right.
Is everybody happy?
Did you get that, Paula?
I'm not happy.
You still like us, Simon?
I like you, though. I like you both.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
That answer is true.
That is so true, Dick.
What is he, a faggot?
The home for tolerance. The Don and Mike Show.
I like rape.
When I'm with you.
That's a heavy rotation right now.
Hey, it just works. It just works. It's a go-to. It certainly is. I want to make sure I'm not breaking any rules. At some point, my gosh, there are people that work in programming for our company, for CBS. Uh-huh. And I'm finding DJ tips that some of them have put up on the web.
Really?
Well, those are always handy and helpful.
Like, for instance, avoid not giving last names. Who is Frank? Never refer to guests or other members of the team by their first name. Give full names every time. It's like the score of a game.
You are right about that, Don Geronimo.
Until you know the score, you can't relax and enjoy the game. If listeners have to guess who they're talking to...
Am I wrong, Buzz Burbank?
They'll be frustrated and they might not be able to stick around.
You can say that again, Don Geronimo.
How about this one? Molesting other contributors.
All right.
I'm all for that.
Molesting?
How do they mean?
That's what he wrote. Don't talk to the weather person or traffic person before the report. Let the listeners hear what they need to hear. Then ask the reporter about their barbecue or lover.
How's your barbecue?
Here's another one.
How's your barbecue going, top or shut?
Here's another good one. When you go to work, dress like a Kmart stock boy.
Wow.
You want to be a star, go to the gym, buy Prada, dress nice. Be ready to meet the boss's boss and the biggest advertiser every single day. Then you become part of the business of the station. So don't dress like a stock boy. Dress like a star.
Well, you said at the beginning, dress like a K-Market stock boy, which is the message.
Well, that's what he said at the beginning. Question mark.
Oh,
dressing like a K-Mart stock boy? Oh, question mark.
Question mark.
Want to be a star? Question mark.
You confused me at the beginning, Don Geronimo.
Pay attention to your listeners.
What?
Go to the food court. Pay attention to what your listeners watch.
Is this coming from someone close to us?
I've never met him, Mike, but I've read his name. His name is Walt Sabo.
Oh, ah, I've heard of him.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very interesting.
I've heard he has a lot to do with the programming of our company, and I just did a little Google on him.
I got no problem with him.
Long-time consultant, I think.
A very smart guy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, he's on top of it. Go to food courts. Uh-huh. Read what they read. Buy what they buy. Yeah, that's good.
I'd like some Skol, please. I'd like some Skol Bandits.
Listen to tapes and CDs of jocks in other cities. Hmm. That's great. Rob, how long have I told you? Get me a tape of Frank and Frosty.
I know.
From KLSX in Los Angeles.
Frank and Frosty, but where are their last names?
Consultants love sending DJs to malls.
Yes.
That's like a common thread.
Go out and just sit. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Go out and just watch.
Buy a pair of pants at the Gap.
Watch what people are doing and saying.
And then you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a monocle.
Here's another good one.
Wear a monocle and some old Nazi pants.
Don't talk like a jock.
Yeah, Don.
Just talk.
MTV hosts practically mumble. No one talks like a 1950s beatnik.
beatnik.
Right. That's right, man.
Right.
Hey, anyway, baby.
That's from the crazy cat named Walt Sabo.
Peace, love.
He's one of the people that works in corporate. We call them fuzz.
The fuzz?
Like a pig. Like the authority figure, man.
The man.
The authorities will throw you right out of town.
Nutty. Very nutty.
You call it nutty. I call it exciting.
I call it everything that we do on this show is the opposite of what this guy has on his list.
Very exciting.
Everything opposite.
It's an exciting time to be here.
I guess it must be, Mike.
Mm-hmm. It's the way I look at it.
Uh-huh. I was.
You know why I look at it that way?
Why?
Somebody told me in the mall.
You were there?
Yeah, they told me, hey, it must be an exciting time to be there. I said, you bet.
The food court.
Really, Mike O'Mara?
That's right, Don Geronimo. And please, the next time we have a weatherman on, could you refrain from molesting him before he gives the weather forecast?
Buzz, I want to hear about your barbecue and your lover.
Yes.
But after you give the information.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of weathermen.
First.
Is this another screw job we got today?
What, you mean the fact that they said it would snow today and it didn't and the sun came out? Is that
this
the one
the
you
second
mean?
Time they've, this is the second time they've called for snow and we've gotten blue sky.
I told you yesterday, the guy on Channel 4 said everything from a mini blizzard to flurries to a dusting, and we're getting dick right now.
He, Kierine, this morning, I'm sorry, Tom Kierine,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to molest him.
Both don't molest him first.
He today he loved saying, lots of short mini blizzards are going to cause some ground whitening.
We're waiting.
It's blue. The sky is blue.
We really must tape this guy. Lots of mini blizzards.
Well, you taped him that one morning when he was describing that opening thing. You know,
he's got
charcoal colored. You know, a golden sky over a blue meadow, or whatever the hell he was talking about.
As golden as the urinal here at NBC Four, and that pink sky but looks much like the urinational cake.
The urinal cake.
The urinal cake.
There it is.
Isn't that right, Buzz Burbank?
That's right, Don Geronimo.
It's beautiful.
Mini blizzards.
You can say that again, Rob Spiewak.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. It's Chris from Sacramento. Hey, Dana Jacobson used to be a newscaster for sports in Sacramento here.
Now, hold on. You contradicted yourself. You said she was a newscaster for sports.
No, she's just a sports anchor
she
for a local
She was a sportscaster.
Station.
I think we covered that.
And she actually got on the KCK, the local news station, the radio station here. And so she saw you guys a couple times, too, at the Las Vegas-style shows as well.
Well, who knew? I know that the last time we were discussing what a horse of a woman she is, that it did come up in conversation that she was being at Sacramento.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Don Geronimo mentioned that earlier.
Hold on a second. Wait, you're saying she came to... This is a local TV lady that came to a couple of our Las Vegas-style shows?
Yeah.
What was the name of the reporter that you were talking... What?
Dana Jacobson.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh my God! Tall, super tall.
PTK,
strong woman,
kind of big in the
PTK, right? Yeah. Polish the knob.
Yeah.
You bad boy. You bad boy.
NMOI.
NMOI.
Yeah. You bet. Yeah.
No moisturizer. No. On.
Not mine.
End table? No, that would be NMOI. What's that?
Not that one. No memory of it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike, please?
Yeah, it's us. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good afternoon.
I have a question for you.
Yes, hi.
A lady that I work with doesn't understand the baby joke, and we didn't hear it, and we want to hear it.
No, we can't. Sorry.
Now, you've heard the baby joke, right?
Well, she's afraid that Rob's going to make fun of her.
Well, no, the baby joke cannot be explained.
It stands on its own merit.
Right. You try to explain the baby joke, you're going to get in a lot worse trouble.
But we didn't get a chance to hear it.
Oh, see?
Well, then you shouldn't be telling.
That's your tough luck then, dumbass.
Hold it. You called the first thing you said was a lady at work doesn't get the baby joke. So are you lying? Did you not tell it?
She's right here. Do you want to talk to her?
No, screw it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're a liar.
Hold on, Mike. Hold on. I want to go back to that thing I just found. How do you handle this?
We're on.
Got to be in the book.
Hold on a second.
God, big doofus with a big grin on his face. I'm calling the radio.
Hold on.
Not a clue.
Hold on. Let me see.
Stain.
Listening to tapes of other DJs. not having enough. Hold on a second. Hold on. I was looking for something here. Resetting content. Avoid letting a discussion go long before pausing to update listeners who, so listeners know who or what you're talking about. Now, you're tough luck, my friend. That's why I got to listen to the show every day.
But bye now.
That's another rule we're breaking.
Hey, a lady doesn't get the joke. Well, we really never told her the joke. Will you tell the joke? Come on, tell the joke.
Tell it to her. Rob will tell it to her. Buzz, did you watch The Idol last night?
I watched the first 15 minutes of it.
It was a good one. It was a strong American Idol last night. You didn't like it?
Not so much.
You didn't like it?
No.
Well,
shut up.
What do you know, Buzz?
Exactly.
I watched it TiVo, and I watched it kind of late, so I'm not sure I got the gist. I didn't think it was all that great.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was an okay episode.
There weren't a lot of freaks, and there was some talent there. It was the bait and switch. When they brought in
a lot of bait and switch.
When they brought
night.
In that fat brother and sister, and I do, you know, yep. the black brother and sister.
Oh, we all thought they were going.
Didn't you think that they were going to be the absolute worst?
They were going to be toast, and I thought that the airline pilot, the Air Force pilot, was an absolute stone cold lock.
And that's why the show's good because it's
terrific.
Such a bait and switch. My wife just had the baby. Here's the baby. Guess what? You suck. You got to go home.
Right? And the Air Force pilot who was hot. Was almost good enough. I'm sure they do that a tremendous amount, but they don't show them on TV. The people that are almost good enough,
and you're right,
that don't make it. I'm sure there are a lot of sad auditions in there.
If I was going to wager, I would have wagered that the lady in the Air Force was a shoo-in because the whole American thing. I mean, they show her flying the plane.
But did you not agree once she sung? She was not good enough. I didn't think she had she was almost good, but the whole idea of her flying that four-engine jet, that huge behemoth of a jet,
they found
that
the villain.
Me on.
They found the villain. The chick that's for abstinence.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They definitely found the girl that everybody's going to hate this
and
year.
And I thought they weren't going to let her through, and they let her through.
And I like when Simon Cowell says, give her a week in Los Angeles. And you know, he said, give her a week in Los Angeles, and she'll just be going, oh, glug, 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 glug.
I like stay away from Ryan Seacrest.
I think they put her through just because she was so annoying, because she was not that good of a singer.
No, she wasn't that good of a singer. She had a very weak voice, I thought.
And a really weird look.
Yes.
But not as weird as the guy that met the girl on the message board.
Oh, and then he gives people advice on it beyond, and then he was terrible.
We're going to call him right now.
Tracy Flick.
His name is
Randy. That's who that girl reminded me of.
Randy Stark is this dude's name.
Randy Stark is the guy. I'm not sure. He's not from South Carolina, right?
He's the skinny guy that met the fat chick, and they'd been on the American Idol message board.
They were all over each other on that show.
They met in front of a trash can.
It was a lovely special moment.
It was the recreation last night. Uh-huh. Come on, I hope this is not like Al Molinaro.
Hello?
Hello, Randy?
Yes?
Hey, dude, it's the Don and Mike Show. We're on the air right now. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. I'm just at work right now.
You're at work? Are you excited about the big television debut last night?
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Did you get along with your girlfriend last night?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Right.
Did
good
you? I'm so curious about this. Was the sex better because you had just been on TV?
No comment.
I'll take that as a
yes.
Hey, Randy, I got a logistic question for you. When you walk in there to that that room, how many people total are in that room? I've always been curious about that. About how
probably
many?
Probably about 40 people.
40 people.
Yeah. See, I knew it. I knew it. There's just a ton of crap going on in there that we don't see.
And have you still been on the American Idol message boards today?
Yeah, I got on there last night and tried to say, "Hey, here I am," and try to explain a few things.
You said, and I didn't think they treated you fairly because it was very clear to me what you do on your message board. You're not telling them how to sing. You're telling them how to get through the system and get an audition. Isn't that what you do primarily?
Primarily. There are tips for singers that I do, you know, tell them, you know, drink plenty of water, you know,
simple stuff. Right.
And when you got home last night after you performed on the show, did you get killed on the boards? Did everybody write that you suck, or what did you read?
Most people said it was okay. Some people, you know, gave me bad reviews, but they gave everybody bad reviews.
Mm-hmm. So what, you know, after giving people all this advice on how to deal with American Idol, what is the actual experience like itself emotionally? How do you feel as soon as you walk through that door and you see the three judges?
It's stressful.
It's stressful. Just to look. What kind of work do you do, Randy?
I sell fish.
You sell fish.
Are you selling fish right now?
Some supplies right now.
Is today, would you consider today to be the day that you are the most famous you've ever been in your entire life?
I'll ask you that.
A man's busy.
He's selling
fish. We'll let you go, Randy.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All right, dude.
Thanks, Randy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
After seeing his girlfriend, I bet he doesn't have to wash his hands when he gets home.
Ah, the lemons.
He has to wash his hands when he gets to work.
The lemons. Why do you think he picked her? Perhaps he picked her because he just didn't notice.
We met online, and we just chatted, and now we are here kissing by a garbage can.
You know, that. Look, with all due respect to the guy, I was trying to give him an out there, you know, saying you explain to people, but no, I give people singing tips. He's not qualified to give people singing tips.
Right.
I mean, he can't sing a note.
You know, he's qualified. He's qualified to tell guys how to meet hot chicks.
Hot chicks. Hey, for him, I thought he was doing well with her.
Sure.
I thought he was doing fine with her. He said, you think he's going to do better? You think that guy is going to do? You really do think that guy could do better?
Yeah.
She was clean.
Decent.
She didn't have any zits.
That you could see.
That I could see. Not topside.
Zits reminds me, it's almost time to call my brother Jim. didn't we pencil him for this time tomorrow?
Yeah, yes, indeed, when
today?
We were talking about stool softener.
There you go. Mine's like a steel trap. Stool softener equals zits equals my brother Jim.
And California rolls.
That's right.
In a magazine,
and his wife in the hospital. And my brother's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.